Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Let's jump right in, Mfundisi. How often do we allow silence, Mfundisi, to speak during our family worship? And what does that silence actually reveal?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the very good questions. You know what it is when somebody being asked a question quickly responds by saying, that's a very good question. So this is one of those very good questions. But I would say worship itself on its own is a very, very interesting subject. It's a very interesting subject because in the Bible is all about worship. We worship using the Bible, and yet you never will find a definition of the word worship in the Bible. And whenever we find it in the Bible, we only find the situation where people are worshiping. And worshiping comes out as a response to people's understanding of who God is and of what God does for them. So in responding to that, in worship, we can say it should be hard to worship silently, because it is supposed to be an expression of your understanding of God and what he does for you. So when we worship as families, as churches, even as individuals sometimes, we often fill our worship with words. It is usually words, 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 and more words on top of words. But then silence can be a powerful tool to connect with God as well. It can also be a powerful tool to connect even with each other. You know, we worship a God who speaks to the heart, a God who speaks to the mind. So we can find silence to be a very good opportunity to connect with our God in that way. So the Bible also tells us to be still and to know that God is God. You know, that's Psalm 46, verse 10. So I can say allowing silence to speak can reveal our true hearts, our dependence on God, and our need for connection with each other even. For those who read E.G. White, she knows that in the stillness, the voice of God can be heard. This we can find in Desire of Ages, page 363. In the stillness, the voice of God can be heard. It is in that stillness that we can hear the still, small voice of God. So silence does that for us.
I'm mistaken here, and if I am, kind of correct me. Can moments of silence be more meaningful than words? If yes, tell us why. If no, tell us why not.
That's another very good question. But allow me to say, yes, moments of silence, of silent presence, moments of silence, I prefer calling it silent presence.
Okay.
They can be more meaningful than words sometimes. You know, Jesus often used silence to communicate with his Father. You go to Matthew 14, 23, Mark 1, 35, thereabout. And in those silent moments, we also can focus on God's presence, reflect on his word, and listen to his still, small voice. And then there's a man called, he's by the name C.S. Lewis. And he wrote saying, the practice of calm, concentrated silence is something we desperately need. These we can find from the letters to Malcolm. So silent presence can be more meaningful. It can be more meaningful to us more than words, because it allows us to connect with God on a deeper level, on a much, much more deeper level than when we are saying something or singing something. You know, it's easy to distract each other when we are not silent, when we are not in silence. So when there is silence, there are no distractions. And you get to connect with God on a deeper level. That's how it can be more meaningful than words.
So how might silent worship challenge our expectations of what family devotions should look like?
Well, silent worship challenges our expectations by reminding us that family devotions aren't just about performance or routine, but they're also about genuine connection with God and each other even. We need that connection with our God and even with each other. It also encourages us to move beyond mere words and engage our hearts. As the prophet Isaiah wrote, "The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him." You know, so there's that.
Okay.
It gives us that. Yes, it challenges our expectations by reminding us that there's more to family worship than just performance or daily routine. You know daily routine. Everybody knows it. Prayer, song, prayer, and then a sharing. Maybe the children do their memory verses, and then we pray, and then we call it a day. It's done. So we go beyond that routine.
Yeah, perhaps if we still have time, I'll ask one more question beyond the ones that we have shared with you. But before we get to my question, are we comfortable with unspoken moments of faith and witness, or do we feel the need to fill every silence?
Now, that's another very good question. Are we comfortable? Are we comfortable with unspoken moments of faith? Unspoken moments of faith, it is really, really hard sometimes. I mean, it can depend on how much you have on the inside, but it really can be hard to keep it inside when you have it, when you got it. It really can be hard to keep it inside. You know, to be honest, it's often uncomfortable to sit in silence. You remember, for those who went to boarding schools, they would remember the times when we were in the dining halls and the prefects were busy asking us to be silent, to be quiet. And in that silence, you begin to hear spoons dropping. You begin to hear those funny coughs because it is uncomfortable to sit in silence, in dead silence. It is uncomfortable to stay in silence. So we might feel like we are not doing enough or that something's missing when we are in dead silence. But Jesus modeled this beautifully in the Garden of Gethsemane. That's according to Matthew. You go to Matthew chapter 26, it should be verse 36, all the way to 46, thereabout. He showed us that even in distress, silence can be a powerful expression of faith. Even a man by the name A.W. Tozer said, "The purpose of silence is to hear God speak." You can find this in The Pursuit of God. That's a book he wrote. So yes, we may find it uncomfortable to be in these unspoken moments of faith, but we definitely need them at some point.
Okay, and how can embracing silence deepen our family's spiritual intimacy and family's authenticity?
We're speaking of these two very important things here: intimacy and authenticity. Well, when we're embracing silence can deepen our family's spiritual intimacy by allowing us to focus on God's presence, as well as to listen to each other and to connect on a heart level. As we prioritize silence, we will become more attuned to God's voice. And from this a connection with God's voice, when we are now attuned to God's voice, we get to be more authentic in our relationships. Why am I saying so? It is God's voice that tells us to be in good relations with our relatives, with our family members, with our friends, with our loved ones, with our whoever we are related to. So the most important thing to have now is to get to a point of being attuned to God's voice. And how do we achieve that? How do we attain this? we get this from these moments of silence. And now there is something that E.G. White also says about it. She says, let the heart be filled with the love of God, and then it will overflow in simple, sincere, affectionate words. All these things, they come by through silence. So these silent moments in communion with God, in worship, as we worship God in silence, they are important because we get God's voice more clearly, telling us how to love, more clearly telling us how to connect with our brethren. So I think as we are embracing silence, we can deepen our family's spiritual intimacy and authenticity that way.
All right. I'm sitting here, I'm muttering to myself and thinking, this needs some more time, yeah. But I cannot keep you longer than I have. Pastor Pambana, thank you ever so much for your time. We're looking forward to more lessons from you tomorrow and the rest of the week. Have a wonderful day further, Mfundis.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed one. God bless you.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520. Or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.